Episode 2745, Stop Waiting for Your Spouse to Change.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. How are you doing? I hope you're so excited because today is Relationship Builders. It's all about working on your marriage. Now, maybe you're thinking that, you know what, if my spouse would only do something this way, everything would be better. Well, I'm here to tell you, you got to stop waiting for your spouse to change. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So, I mentioned this before. Stop waiting for your spouse to change. Yes, it takes two to tango, but one needs to take the lead. Are you ready to commit to your transformation? You know, relationships are tough. There are so many variables and combinations as to what works and what doesn't work. And then you talk about marriage. Oh, marriage can be very messy, especially when it comes to personality differences. If you're one who has always got to be right, or you have a partner that thinks that way, it's tough to get over and around the differences. But that doesn't mean you should sit back and do nothing. But do you? Yes, be honest. We do. It's like, well, it's not my fault. Every excuse in the book, it doesn't point to me. It's not my problem. Why aren't you taking care of things? Marriage is about two people, the two of you, who come together as one. However, just because you are a couple does not mean you are not an individual. Your responsibility in your marriage starts with you. I know you didn't want me to say that, did you? You're like, can you just erase that part, Christiane? Don't mention that anymore. I don't want to be responsible. Well, I'm telling you, you are. You need to be responsible for yourself in your marriage. And that means you've got to stop thinking that it's all about your spouse. If my spouse would just change something, no, it's not going to work that way. Look in the mirror first before you point the finger. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look in the mirror first before you point the finger. I don't know if you've heard this. Now, some people would say, oh, it's a saying, you know, look at yourself before pointing out the, you know, sawdust in somebody else's eye. Well, let me tell you this. It reads this way in Matthew 7, verse 3. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Now, I could read verses 4 and 5 and it would continue, but I just want you to hear that for a moment. And I want you to take it to your heart. I want it to settle in. And where I want it to settle in is all your excuses that your spouse is in the wrong. I'm not saying your spouse is not in the wrong. Okay? That's not where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is we've got to first take care of the reflection that we see. You have a reflection. I have a reflection. When we were having problems in our marriage, I had to take my reflection and deal with it. And I didn't like it. But you know what? It made all the difference in the world in my marriage. Now, was I the only one who took a hard look at, you know, my reflection? No, my husband did too, but he did it in his way. It wasn't my job to sit here and say, okay, hon, you need to change this and this and this and this. Now, being honest, I had a list in my head. Okay, maybe I did write it down somewhere at one point. I got rid of it. I have no idea. I could go back in time and I could tell you all of those things, but what would that bring? Only that, okay, I thought about him more than I thought about me. Oh, no, wait. It wasn't me thinking about him. It was me pointing out all the wrong that he did. Instead of me looking at me and saying, what can you do? You've got this plank in your eye, Christiane, but you're pointing out the buildup of sawdust in your husband. Yeah, this is reality. And no one likes it because, you know, Some people throw this around as a saying. I've seen it all over the internet, but a lot of people do not know that it's biblical. And it's one of those things where it makes us uncomfortable. We don't want to be wrong. But if you want to have an incredible marriage, a foundation that can handle and withstand anything. You know, when you build a house and they have, you know, the earthquake houses and they have certain things in their windows and the shutters and all of this, you have a strong foundation. So when the earthquake comes, when the hurricane hits, when the tornado comes around, you are safe. And yes, there may be some things that fall around you, but the two of you can still come together and figure it out because your foundation is strong. You cannot help your spouse until you help yourself. The better the two of you are apart as individuals, the better you will be together. And I know that's not something that's taught a lot because everybody is in the selfish mode of it's all your fault. And I'm here to say, you got to stop waiting for your spouse to change. It's all about building that foundation in your marriage, and it all starts at an individual level. So what does that look like? Number one, lead the change. Look at yourself. Where do you fall short? What do you need to work on that encourages a disconnect between you and your spouse? Yes, believe it or not, you have patterns. You have a tone of voice, you have words, you have phrases, you have actions that all trigger your spouse that causes a disconnect. And what I mean by that is it's like, wow, anything that you say from this point on, I'm not listening to you. I don't like what I'm hearing. I don't like what I'm seeing. And so therefore, what happens every single time that pattern comes up, it triggers your spouse and your spouse says, I'm putting up another layer of bricks. And pretty soon that wall gets really, really tall. You got to begin working on yourself so you can lead the change. Marriage does take two, but it starts with one. Are you willing to lead the change? Are you willing to look at yourself first before you point your finger to your spouse? That's the only question there is to answer. And if you're like, yep, nope, I'm perfect, well, then take a deep breath because no, you're not. And if that's going to be it, nothing in your marriage will change. I'm just being honest. And I don't want that for you. I want you to have an incredible marriage. So you have to lead the change. Look at yourself. Number two, create harmony. You want to have the semblance of harmony, not a sound that makes you cringe, right? You want it to be blended, beautiful. This is one way to look and figure out where you fall short or where you need to make some adjustments. As a musician, especially a flautist, it's important to be in tune with those you play with. Otherwise, no matter what music that I play, the song's going to be horrible, right? The notes might look great on the page and be correct according to musical theory, but that does not mean the sound will be as great as the composition. You got to create harmony in a way that complements each other. If you're looking at your marriage saying, ha, it's my way, babe. Well, do you think that's going to get very far as a couple? No. Great if you want to be single, you want to do everything your way, great. But not as a couple. You've got to create harmony. You have to find this blend. You have to figure out what notes work together, what patterns. When do you need to, you know, kind of tune up your personality a certain way and then tune it down? Maybe you wear different colors, and I'm not saying literally wear different colors, but at times, you know what? Maybe you need to back down and let your spouse step up. And there are other times that maybe you need to step up and your spouse will step back. But the key first is creating harmony. And that is after you have led the change, right? You're looking at yourself, then you say, okay, now from all of this junk that I have, because it is junk, it's trash. Does that mean that you're horrible? No, you just make a change. And so when you start those changes, you start making those adjustments, then you can begin to say, okay, now how can I show up with these changes that I've made and create harmony in my marriage? And that leads me now to number three, mend broken bridges. Instead of pointing the finger, take responsibility for the position you have in the marriage. Don't make everything your spouse's fault. Own your stuff. Exclamation point. You got to own it. When you do something that, well, maybe your spouse doesn't like and you're like, well, I don't care if my spouse likes that. Well, if they have taken it the wrong way, if your spouse is like, you know what, this just really bothers me, then genuinely apologize. Don't dismiss it. Don't assume your spouse gets your position. You have to be a participant in your marriage. And as much as it takes two to be in a marriage, it also takes two to mend broken bridges. However, one always begins the journey first. So, a lot of times, I'll have one of the spouses, right? Most of the time, the couples don't want to come together. There's always one spouse that says, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to be coached. I don't want counseling. I don't want therapy. I don't want anything because I know I'm right. That's where the one comes in, the individual. So that individual comes to me, and I don't know how many times, hundreds and hundreds of hundreds of times, I have said this. But the spouse that is like, well, you know, it's really all his fault. Really? You carry none of the fault. Oh, no, I don't carry any of the fault. But you do, and so do I. It doesn't matter how perfect the other partner thinks that they are. Each of you carry your own faults, and that is what you have to deal with. And when you mend broken bridges, it's got to start with one of you first. So how do you approach this for yourself? Because remember, you got to look in the mirror first. Fix what can be improved. Don't be overly defensive with yourself or your spouse when you analyze how you act, how you treat others in the family, and how you live your everyday. Don't sit there and say, oh, these are my excuses and I'm sticking with them. That's a pattern of thought that you have created in your mind saying, I'm right. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, I'm always going to be right. That's not going to go very far with anybody in any relationship, but especially your marriage. This, my friend, is your time to humble yourself and be authentic to yourself, because that's when the transformation occurs. I promise you, this can happen. Does it take work? Oh, yes, it does. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be a day in and day out. And at times, you're going to get tired. At times, you're going to be frustrated. But guess what? Be frustrated with the reflection that you see, not with who you're sleeping with. Because it starts with you. And I know that's not what's typically out there nowadays because, you know, it's all about me. It's the selfish approach to living, and I'm here to squash it. That's not going to give you an incredible marriage. It's going to bring a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and a lot of bitterness. And that will not get you far at all. So stop waiting for your spouse to change. Your reflection matters in your marriage. So go be you, the best you can be. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.